Well, I've just come back from the game, just walking back from the station now. Crystal Palace lost in the very last minute to our local rivals, Queen's Park Rangers, 2-1. First goal came from another back pass, poorly judged back pass, this time from the most experienced man on the field, Edgar Davids, who passed the ball back to Speroni, and it was looped upon by some of the unnamed QPR player. Chances are he used to play for us, most of the QPR's players did. Well, tail saucer of milk table too. Spirited comeback though in the second half. Wilfred Zaha, fantastic work on the his left flank, repeatedly causing trouble to QPR's defence. Finally managed to get a decent ball in, and it was Djali, Kieran Djali, who scored the equaliser at the death, or so we thought. There'd been a fair amount of argy-bargy and a few injuries and a few kerfuffles, and so the extra official gave 5 minutes injury time. And it was sometime in that the ball came across, and again I'm sorry, I was too crestfallen to take note of who the scorer was. Cross came in, Speroni, our goalkeeper, who kept us in the game early in the match, to be fair, missed the cross, and QPR scored the winner. There was a bit of kerfuffle as well after that, Speroni and a number of players claiming that he'd been impeded and that it should have been a free kick to Palace. But tellingly, a tweet that I read shortly after the game said that Speroni just basically missed the cross. And the Palace fans behind the goal didn't really react, from what I could tell. Which suggested to me that that it was probably a fair goal and a bit of a kick in the teeth. Having said that, I thought we would have done extremely well to have got that point. Queen's Park Rangers looked just a lot better than us, much bigger, much more controlled, very good at isolating our flanks. We were playing a five-man defence effectively, Edgar Davids playing so reversed, so withdrawn at the back, that it was effectively a five-man defence. And so we were playing at times a kind of 5-2-2-1 or something like that. And our attackers are small enough and titchy enough and inexperienced enough as it is, without them being isolated. And at times, you know, there was just no options. But we improved once Mara moved into the midfield, and it has to be said once David was taken off. And I guess we were worth the goal. But I think on balance, the better side won the game. Anyway, that's that. I'm going to go home and have a curry now. So, final score, 2-1.